And we are back here on Out of the Woods. Kate McLeod's here live in the studio with us. We're very excited to have her here. And we're thinking about other songs we can get in the last 20 minutes of the show here.
Well, we were just talking about some more of the songs on the recording, the At Ken Sanders Rare Books recording of mine.
The new one, yes.
Yes, brand new one. And which took 30 years to put together, because that's how old some of the songs are. And I'm only 30, so it's quite miraculous.
It's amazing how that works.
I'm going to sing this song called The Annual Menhaden. And this was inspired by Peter Mathiasen's book, Men's Lives. Peter Mathiasen just passed away about a week ago, maybe less.
Oh, wow.
Yes, he passed away on Saturday. And so I'm going to sing this for him. This book, Men's Lives, I loved this book. It was a documentation of a community on the tip of Long Island. It was a fishing community. And he spent a lot of time with them, and the discussion in the book, the point that he was getting at was that communities like that are dissipating. And the strength of communities, the strength of small communities and their rituals, and the strength of people doing things together over long periods of time is being lost. And it's definitely worth talking about and singing about. And so this particular song, The Annual Menhaden, is about the annual time once a year. The fishermen would net the menhaden fish for fertilizer, and they would send it to the farmers to plant in the ground. And they would do this together. It took 40 or 50 men to handle the nets in the water, and the women would be cooking on the beach all day. This is a big deal. It sounds like a lot of fun to me. But I also couldn't remember the last time I saw 40 or 50 men in my neighborhood doing anything of any use together.
So
this is The Annual Menhaden. Praise the Atlantic and the Montauk Sound and the ghost of a chance of making a living being a fisherman and doing that seasonal dance by hauling in the annual Menhaden. It was once a year for the spring haul, when out of the earth came the need for menhaden. They're taking it inland to make the corn crops so much better for the sake of them all. By hauling in the annual menhaden. And how many of them did it take? How many of them did it take? It took 40 or 50 men, hoping that the net won't break. And never did one stand alone. It was early in the morning to late in the day, usually caught in the dusting of the spray, but somewhere between the hard line and what had to give. And the men who were lost, who would haunt all the rest of them, everyone helped. And the sea gave away for them, sun on the water, new hope for the day. And how many of them did it take? It took 40 or 50 men hoping that the net won't break. And never did one stand alone.
Kate McLeod, you're on Out of the Woods. Very nice. So, Long Island. Now that all that's out there are people in Speedos and things,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, they talked about that. He talked about that in the book.
Unfortunate. Yeah, anywhere you go on the East Coast now, if you want to go to the beach, I'm sure it's a lot different than it used to be back in the day. But, yeah. What else do you want to do?
Well, let's see. I do want to sing a love song before I'm done for the evening. And I think I will do the one that's on the recording. It's based on The Time Traveler's Wife, which was made into a movie. It's the newest song on the collection and the newest book on the collection.
We're talking about Ken Sanders' Rare Books,
mm-hmm.
which is the new, brand new one. Go buy it.
It's a live concert with an audience at a bookstore.
That's
and
right.
It was recorded in Salt Lake City at Ken Sanders' Rare Books. He's quite a character, and it's a very impressive bookstore. The guy just has a million things in there besides books as well. He's a collector of all kinds of things.
And kind of famous in his own right, so yeah,
mm-hmm.
worth checking out.
And funnier than, I can't say the four-letter word, so I can't be explicit, can I?
Not so much. Darn FCC.
I'm being a good girl that way. One of us is there when the other's bare and bleeding. We've traveled years without regret, sometimes in misstep, other times in grieving. In love, in and out of time, if our broken rhymes can fool the world, then time can lead us together. Paper wings and silver bands say that in its secret way, love comes from somewhere else. And as it holds us to a day, we become as one as we become ourselves. If love must be scattered over time, if we're lost or if we die, memories avail us. Somewhere in the crossing of the lines, in the questions of the mind, the truth has never failed us. In love, in and out of time. If our broken rhymes can fool the world, then time can lead us to together.
Very nice. What was the title of that one?
That's called Love In and Out of Time.
Okay.
And it doesn't have the same title as the book. Some of the songs have the same title as the book and some of them don't. Mostly depending on how I felt about the song and whether the song was, sometimes the song just called out for another title. Specifically, the song on there called The Solace of the Broken, which was inspired by Leslie Marmon Silko's book Ceremony. And Leslie Marmon Silko is a very important American author. She was the first really famous woman Native American author, and she's written many books. But Ceremony was the first time really in print that the issue of post-traumatic stress disorder in the Native American population from, you know, fighting the white man's wars, as they say. She wrote about this in that book. It's a very interesting book about this young man who came back from war, who had lost his brother in warfare, and, you know, his brother died in his arms, and he came back to the reservation, and all of the guys who came back to the reservation were a mess, and they, you know, were medicating themselves with alcohol, and there wasn't any treatment for all this back then. So it was a very important book that way. And so the book that is called Ceremony, and the book is, but my song was called The Solace of the Broken. So I can't remember that right this a second, otherwise I would sing it, but so you have to buy the recording.
That's right.
Listen to it.
So you have songs on there inspired by more than one Native American author.
Mm-hmm.
Then.
Yes.
So is that a subject area that you are especially
interested
in?
I'd like to find out what everything is about. So, especially having lived out west for so long. But, you know, my own family on my mother's side dates back in Maryland from the 1632.
Oh, wow.
They came over on two little boats, you know, not much bigger than this room.
Yeah.
And somehow or other, they survived. And I have a song about that on there, too. Maybe I'll sing that one.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I'll sing that. This song is called New Homeland. It's very rare in the 1600s that someone ever actually survived that trip, much less saw any of their relatives again. But this man came over with his son in my mother's family, and later on his wife joined him. And this part of my family history was reminded to me by reading James Michener's Chesapeake, which is all about the settling of that area, you know, a lot about that. And so I put these together because when I was reading this, he could have been talking about my own family, literally. You know, it's very interesting. So when ships come up the Chesapeake Bay, they took a long time to come up the bay because it was such a rocky bay and it was a dangerous trip, especially when people didn't know the bay as well. It was still new to them. So this man is in the song is waiting for his wife, has been waiting for years, and she's coming up the harbor on this ship. So it's called New Homeland. Did she sail across the sea with her white sails riding the westward breeze, with her bow riding high like the proudest of things, the loveliest thing her hold will bring? did she sail across the sea to bring my love nearer to me, with her head held high like the proudest of things, a promise of love her heart does bring. Today she will come to my island, where I've planted the grasses green and the house that I've built with my own hands will welcome her to a new homeland. I rise with the light of the day to be first in the line for the gangway, and well did I dress in the finest of things to greet what that sturdy ship would bring. And long did I wait till the morning was gone, while I watched that ship, she sailed on. She stood on the deck like the fairest of queens, a promise of joy her sight does bring. Today she will come to my planted the grasses green and the house that I built with my own hands will welcome her to a new homeland. And well did she look like I thought she would be, finest of English ladies, with her head held high like the proudest of things, a promise of love her heart does bring. Today she will come to my island, where I've planted the grasses green and the house that I built with my own hands will welcome her to a new homeland.
All right. Kate McLeod, once again here on Out of the Woods, New Homeland, and that is also on here on the new live CD, Kate McLeod at Ken Sanders Rare Books. You have a website as well, katemcleod.com.
Yes, Kate McLeod. McLeod is in the Highlander.
That's right, with the
you
A.
Gotta, you have to spell it right.
M-A-C-L-E-O-D. Kate, KateMacLeod.com. There you go. And head on over there. Check it out. Yes, indeed. And do you have any events coming up this summer or anything?
Yeah, a number of things. And a few really nice ones. I'm teaching at a songwriting school with John McCutcheon in Utah, which is really, I've done this songwriting school for a few years in a row. I'm the teacher there that teaches every year, and then every year we have a guest in. And I'm really looking forward to this year with John McCutcheon. We've got great classes, and so people, anybody can come out there and do that little songwriting school for a couple of days. It's in Salt Lake City, and it's run by the Intermountain Acoustic Music Association. It's on my website. And let's see, you can find me at various festivals. Nothing here. I'm trying to think if I have anything planned on the East right this minute. Not right this minute. I can't remember. That's the truth of it, to tell you right there. I just can't remember.
Somebody should book a show. Somebody that puts on shows should book a show out here on the East Coast someplace.
I can't remember. I know I have something. You just have to go to my website and look. Do we have time for one more?
Yeah, we can try and squeeze one in real quick. Okay. If you got a quick one.
This is based on Anamkara by John O'Donohue, which is one of my favorite mystical philosophers. He was a Catholic priest, but he was also a specialist in Celtic ancient religious mysticism. So this is called Anamkara, a book in which he talks a lot about the nature of the human heart and what that is. In searching the infinity of our interiority, a wholesome complexity is found. In satisfying our hungry transparency, imagination difference are unbound. In nurturing the honesty of our neglected beauty, icons and imagery unfold. And though you can't go back, you clutch confessions of a traveler while watching from the edges of your soul. While harvesting our abandonment, the tenderness that sorrow lent transfigures into whim. If once we were taught to embrace the generous light from space, why do we struggle now with within? Our invisible and exiled reach up for belonging and guide us to a place of furthermore. Our hidden self will linger in the presence of the texture of the soul, in the innocence of dawn. Of the heart that grows, supported by the secret gathering of days. For the Anamkara and the heart that knows, supported by gathering ways. For the love of the Anamkara and the heart that grows.
Wonderful stuff. Thank you, Kate McLeod, for coming by.
Thank you, John. Really, I love radio. Actually, I have a secret. I love radio even more than concerts. So if I play in a radio show, I'm so excited about it.
Awesome. Awesome. We'll definitely have to do it again next time you're up this neck of the woods. Well, folks, we've run out of time, and you know what that means. It is that time for that magical song that takes us on out. And
happy trails.
We'll see you next time, folks. And we have more live music next week. Make sure you tune in. Sean Taylor is coming in, so you don't want to miss that. And be good to yourselves out there. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. Watch out for the potholes and the frost heaves. Have a great week, everybody.